Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And am I about to switch over to Aux 1? I can just stall for a little bit. It's a wonderful gray, rainy day here in Massachusetts. I know that's everybody's favorite. But honestly, I like the rain. I didn't grow up with a lot of rain, so that's exciting. I grew up in Colorado, so it's really dry. Yeah, it's like foggy. The first time I ever experienced fog was here. So that's cool. Love fog. And yeah, so I'm just going to keep talking for a little bit. If you've ever been into the studio before, it looks really cool. There's a lot of drawings on the wall. In fact, I've been doing some painting. I've been bringing my paint brushes in. I didn't do it today because I forgot, but I've been working on it because I want an excuse to do more art whenever possible. Yeah, so I'm not alone in the studio right now. I have a couple guests here with me. I don't know. Mike Four is on, and I can introduce you to my lovely, or well, not mine, I'm gonna be out of this chair in about 5 seconds, but as we're stalling for time, Mike Four is on. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Maddie. I'm Aaliyah's friend and also housemate, and this is Emily.
Which mic are you? Two. Okay, I can just throw you on if there is not a mic two. Mic one. Okay. Yeah, y'all can share. Cool. Okay. My very short time is over. I hope you enjoy. Would you like to take over mic one, or should I just shift you to Aux?
Yeah, I can take over mic one.
Okay, cool. Goodbye. Enjoy. Have a great show.
Thank you.
Good
stuff.
Oh, hi. Good
morning. Maddie and Emily.
Yep. 91.5 FM WMFO. Medford
Tufts Freeform Radio, and we're here on Aaliyah.
Hello.
And she's wearing her fun shirt today.
Yay.
Gold tubes and white jeans.
Wow, I feel so perceived right now.
Perceived in a lovely way.
Yeah, I'm ready for my sound bites moment later on this morning.
Sound bites and then sound.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's a really good radio show name. Someone should take that.
Yeah, sound bites.
Yeah. Someone take it. Okay, so for today's music, I don't really know. I didn't have anything planned. So I'm just gonna play some songs I've been listening to over break. I'll just play some sound bites for you guys. A lot of new music came out recently. So I don't know. I'll start with some Miley Cyrus, maybe. And I've been only listening to like two songs, like super frequently. I don't know about you two. Have you listened to it like a lot?
Not a lot.
Okay. I like latch on to a couple songs every time I listen. And well, I'm going to play one for you.
I was going to compare.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm only listening to two a lot right now. But
what are they?
1,000 Miles and Rose Colored Lenses.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like Rose Colored Lenses. The one that I attached to was Jaded.
Oh, that one's good, too.
I like that one, but I thought it was only because it was at the beginning of the album that I was latching on to. Mm-hmm.
I know, that does happen to me.
So I'm like, cool. I think. I fall.
But I like it, too.
I think I really like 1,000 Miles because it has Brandi Carlile, and I love Brandi Carlile. So, okay, so I will play that one. Let me just get my bearings. Wait. Okay. Get ready. It's not working. Wait. Hello? Okay, no, guys. Actually, just kidding. It was not going to work. Wait, where is my mic coming up? Oh, is it coming out?
Yeah. But yeah, this is the waves are doing.
Hello? Hello? Oh my goodness. Okay, sorry for all of these technical difficulties. My Wi-Fi was disconnected, so it's really fun. And I'm Aux 1. Okay, finally, you will get to hear 1,000 Miles. Hopefully. Yeah, there we go. Oops.
like that. I told myself I'd close that door, but I'm right back here again. I know half of what I'm saying don't make no sense, so don't ask me where I've been. I'm not always right, but still I am. Close that door, but I'm right back here again. I know half of what I'm saying don't make no sense, so don't ask me where I've been.
Cruising. Okay, we're back. Oh, yeah, you're on. I forgot to turn Maddie on. Okay.
Hey.
Now everyone's on. Okay. Okay, so you just heard Night Drive by Ari Lennox and Thousand Miles by Miley Cyrus and Brandi Carlile. Didn't you do a show recently about, like, all R&B female mm-hmm. artists? What do you think of Ari Lennox?
I like her a lot. I played one song by her. And but I like I've had such trouble making the playlist, and it was a 2-hour show.
Oh yes, yeah.
So it was really hard because there were so many people that I wanted to play so many songs, but she was included in there, and I like her a lot.
Yeah, I love her. I only recently started like listening to her, but I've listened to like everything by her just because I like every single song.
Yeah,
she puts out. Yeah. Okay. I don't really know like what else to play, but. I was told to talk about what I'm getting at Soundbites. If you guys haven't heard, Soundbites is a local business, right? It's mm-hmm. local?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's down in Ball Square, and they just have such a cute little vibe in there.
And you're going for free.
And I'm going for free. Well, I get $10 is the thing.
Oh.
But, like...
Because everything at Soundbites is kind of expensive. I was looking at the
but
menu.
But still, okay, so you paid $3, you know?
Yeah, that's so much better
than 13.
I feel like maybe, like, the breakfast sandwich or something is, like...
No, the breakfast sandwich I could get, I think.
Like, 7 or 8.
I think it's even less.
They're not making you pay for a tip, right?
I hope not. No, it's probably not.
Because they're just going to tip on the whole thing.
Yeah.
So then I feel like you could get something covered.
This menu is so funny. It's like... Weirdly,
it's long.
It's weirdly, like, formatted also on their website. I think I'm going to get the Moroccan eggs.
Ooh. What's in that?
I think it's, like, shakshuka.
It's called Moroccan eggs. That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's their signature specialty.
Whoa.
That sounds good. I got the bowl once from there. It has, like, potatoes but it was a little bit soggy.
Oh.
Gonna be honest.
I really like... the potatoes. So I usually get things that come with potatoes, mostly
but
for the
on
potatoes.
The
no, just like yeah, like
the home fries.
Like, because it was soggy at the bottom. And
oh,
it was
I
soggy.
See. Yeah. No, yeah. I'm thinking like eggs okay. on the side. Okay. I just like how it's they're low key like the tamper ones actually. The egg on the mash.
Oh, it's like mashed potatoes.
It's like mashed potatoes that they like crisp up. It's actually exactly the same thing. I've never like thought about
wait,
that.
Wait, so they're not the home fries?
That's probably something different.
Yeah. I think, like, the potatoes that just normally come with the eggs or whatever the potatoes automatically come with. It's like a chunk, and it's, like, crispy on the outside, but it's the texture of mashed potatoes.
Hmm. Also, my dad is yelling at me over text. So let's see what he's saying. Bruh, introduce your guests, is what he said.
Oh, and I realized Sloan did. Did he log on?
Yeah, Sloan introduced him.
Maybe he couldn't hear us, honestly. Things were chaotic at that moment.
Yeah.
It was...
Okay, so here with me... In Stew, I have Emily Nadler.
Good morning.
And then, for her very first time, outside of our...
Not her first time in the studio.
My invalid bed.
Yeah, outside of her bed.
She's in the world, folks.
Is Maddie.
When I sit on the porch, I feel like a sickly Victorian child was, like, getting her dose of seaside
especially
air.
This morning when, like, it was, like, raining and everything.
Yeah, I walked out of my room at 7:37 this morning, and Maddie was posted up on the porch with a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And, well, that's and because I literally was going crazy in my room at that point.
I was kind of scared. I was like, because I can see your room.
I thought you guys were going to be alarmed.
I can see your room.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, she's having a peaceful start to the morning. Like,
well, I was quite alarmed in the beginning because I was like, whoa, Maddie's not in her room. And then I was like,
whoa, where could she be?
None of the lights are on in the bathroom. Whoa, none of the lights are on downstairs.
The
and then I looked outside. There you are.
Right. There
it was. And honestly, I was like, I need to catch up. Like, I could have had this peaceful moment with her. Like, I need to go sit out there with her. Like, I wasn't like what's she doing?
Well, we can have more peaceful moments.
No, yes, I know, but you know what I mean. I was like, oh, yeah, she's all ready for the day.
I was out there.
It was a little bit of a chaotic morning.
I had mint tea.
Yum.
It was really nice. Yeah. It
was good. Yum. Mm-hmm. Good choice for the morning.
Thanks.
Okay, it's well, like now that I've figured out what I'm getting for breakfast, because it's the only thing under $10 on the menu.
It's the only thing?
It's like one of like five things.
Wow.
Their breakfast sandwiches are $3.99, but then if you add a choice of meat, it's $6.99
extra. $6.99
extra?
Wait, but that's still, almost.
Wait, that feels like a crazy amount extra just for meat.
Maybe it's not extra.
Like
rip off. I sort of feel like it's $6.99 total.
Whatever, guys. It's fine. It says add anything you'd like for additional charge.
Huh.
So I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, the Moroccan eggs, they come with toast or English muffin.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a dipping item.
Wait, yeah. I don't know if a toast would be enough, though. A single piece of... Maybe I'll get an English muffin. Okay, now that we figured that out, let's go back to some music.
Dad's going
to
start yelling at you again.
I know. I'm, like, scared now. Dad, calm down. I don't know. Do you guys have any songs that you would like to share with the world?
You should play some Lana. You should play a Lana.
I know. I just like don't know which one to pick. Also, a lot of them are explicit.
A lot of them are explicit.
That's
what about
true.
Taco Truck or
that's explicit.
No. Oh yes.
Yeah.
What about Venice. Candy Necklace?
Oh, maybe I'll play Candy Necklace. That was one of my favorites.
Or the Grants. That's actually one of my favorites.
One of my
even
favorites.
It was
is that part. Too. Yeah. So I said that in a weird way. The Grants is also one of my favorites.
Oh, okay. I have to scroll down.
Also, Sweet. I love Sweet.
But it's explicit.
But it isn't explicit. Yeah. Okay.
We have to scroll down to find the girls.
I like it too, though.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Wow, I'm feeling so frazzled this morning.
You got this. It's okay.
Take a deep breath.
Guys, do you remember when she released it? Because I can't find it.
It's called...
I'm just going to look it up. I'm just going to look it up.
Did you know? She released it like 2 days ago.
No. That was a single.
Oh, the single.
Okay. Get ready to hear this song, everybody. Wait. Okay. I don't know what. Okay, let's go.
Two, ready. I'm gonna take mine with you, with me.
Ah, mine. Say it again.
Mine
of you with me. Thank you. One more time. One, two, ready.
I'm gonna take mine of you with me. I'm gonna take mine of you with me. I'm gonna take mine of you with me. Like Rocky Mountain High, the way John Denver sings.
So you say there's a chance for us. Should I do a dance for once? Your family may bye. So long behind. got stuff. I'm doing my time. I'm doing it for us, for our family life. Do you think about
buried deep in the soil, selfless. Oh.
We're back. Do you guys want to? So we're gonna do a thing.
Where? We're gonna do a thing.
Where they each play a song.
They.
We.
What?
You guys are.
No, it's Faye. Forgive you.
Wow. I feel hated. No.
Love
but,
you.
But okay, introduce your songs. So, Emily's is playing first. So, Emily.
Oh, okay. So my song is "Running Away" by The Sacred Souls, and I was planning to play it on my radio show. Yesterday at 6 a.m. Tune in next week.
Tune in.
But for reasons, I didn't. So I'm excited to be playing it here now, and I don't know it very well. I've only listened to it a couple of times, but I discovered it on TikTok, which is a little preview towards what my show will be next week.
Oh. Okay, honestly, I find a lot of songs on TikTok, and since I've deleted, I've kind of been sad about that.
Uh-huh. Because I can send you them.
Okay, good. Honestly, do.
It'll be different what I get. You
get. Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, that is something that
is... Instagram Reels provides a bit of that.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is it really like, just the same thing?
No, it's, like, really bad. Like, I don't like watching
them. Bad TikTok?
Yeah. Okay. Because it's not, like, as curated, and, like, the videos aren't funny.
Is it They're curated like, at all?
I feel like they don't have the same, like, for you page.
Right.
Like,
no.
You know what I mean?
Because it's, like, I feel like people go on Instagram, posting on Instagram to, like, promote their brand or, like, promote, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
What they're doing. Like, I get a lot of, like, cooking videos with, like, I don't know. I feel like...
It's
just like people don't just like post stuff to be funny.
Yeah, like that's those are the best TikTok videos.
Yeah,
or like the ones where they didn't mean to be funny, but like
you don't just like post randomly on Instagram as much as you do on TikTok.
So it's more formal.
Yeah, it's more formal. Yeah,
I also do think like the TikTok for you page algorithm is like so unique, like the way that it's like so
I'm better
sensitive and like works so well to. And how it's so different for everyone. Like, I feel like our, like, all of our reels would probably be, like, sort of the same.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. Mine is...
Maybe. I don't know.
Mine is all, like... Well, I guess you got the running girl.
That's true.
Guys, big news.
Oh.
First woman to... Mm-hmm. Well, I guess she's the third all time. But she ran 270 miles
Did
in
it happen?
48
Did she
hours.
Finish?
Yeah, she finished. And that's crazy.
Where was it?
I don't know, actually. Hopefully somewhere where the elevation is low.
And because that'd be crazy.
I saw one video where it was raining, though.
Yeah.
It looked, like, wet for part of it.
Yeah.
But she prevailed.
That could be anywhere.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm just saying it wasn't, you know, perfect conditions.
Yeah, she prevailed. She ran a lot of miles. So it's, like, what the pace was, they said, like, 10:30-something
per mile. That's really good.
Yeah, for 48 straight hours.
That's crazy.
Two full days of running.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even... like fathom.
And she was doing it around a track.
Yeah, that's what I really can't fathom, to be honest.
Yeah.
I thought she was just like happened upon a track in
that
video.
She was doing the whole thing on track because they had set up like tents. Because
they probably
and stuff,
need to, yeah.
Like for food and medical and like stuff like that. And like it's easy to keep track then.
But it's crazy you, because like, if you ran 270 miles, you would cover so much distance.
Wait, that'd be horrible for your hips.
Oh my God. She looked like so in pain. Let's see how many.
But, like, if you would be going through, like, states.
Guys, that's 1,080 laps around a track.
Yeah, that's so wild.
She's probably going to recover for the next, like, literally 2 months.
Yeah.
At least.
I just can't imagine, like, going in a circle that many times.
I know.
But she... So, what was the other record that she broke?
The 24-hour one.
Yeah, okay.
Miles in 24. I don't know how many miles.
So, she's done this... It's not her first rodeo.
Yeah.
But it's double.
Of long-distance running. Yes, true.
I don't know.
That is a good point to raise. But yeah.
Double that amount just seems like
maybe
a lot.
Maybe next time she'll do double.
She'll do 72 double. Hours.
Yeah.
Well. Anyways, congrats. Her name is Camille, so everyone check her out. Congrats, Camille.
Congrats.
She'll probably be...
Camille, if you're listening, I have so much respect.
She'll probably be in bed for the next, like, 7 days.
At least.
Months.
Yeah. Okay, Maddie, what song are you playing?
Ooh, the song that I'm playing is called Tell Me Have You Been Dancing by Daisy the Great. Sorry, I don't know what happened in my brain. And it's from an album that I have been listening to a lot and really enjoying. It's called All You Need Is Time, and it came out last year. And she also has a version of the song with Claude, who I also like.
Oh, I'm playing this one. I don't know if that's the right one.
You're playing the Claude one?
Yeah, because
play
the
original, I think.
That came up.
Oh, that's okay.
I mean, wait, what is it called again?
Tell me, have you been dancing? But the Claude one is good too. But I sort of feel like we should, you know, keep it.
Okay, interesting. Oh, it's like four songs down. Huh, there's a lot of songs that are called...
Really?
Or have... Well, I only looked up Tell Me, Have You.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. So we've got two great songs on the docket. Let's listen to them, and then we'll come back with APSA. Yay.
How would you know where to look? wish it were mine. Caught up in a fight that December night, I wouldn't have left you alone there. But how would you know where to look if you wanted to find me? How would you know where to look if you wanted to find me?
Hello. Turn all the microphones on. This board is like over here in a way in which my depth perception like can't really tell which ones are which.
You're doing great.
So I've been having a bit of trouble. Okay, so I tried to find PSA about eggs, but unfortunately there were none. So we're gonna talk about public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too.
But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster.
And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Incredible. I mean, they did say that it's faster to walk on parts of the Green Line than it is to take the Green Line. So.
Yeah, it's crawling.
Way faster.
Yeah, so walk it maybe, unless it's like raining.
Or
even so, you could walk in the rain.
Or carpool. We were talking about how that's only less good than.
Public transit even.
Public transit or walking.
But it's better than driving alone.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Imagine if we had all taken our own cars to the radio show this morning.
Yeah.
Also, it's good for when you have people who need the car.
Yeah.
Just people.
Okay. So we only have a couple of minutes left, honestly. So I'll play for you one last last song, honestly. And then I will bid you adieu.
Honestly?
But, what? Well, I was like, maybe two more songs, but this song is 4 minutes long.
She's being honest right now.
So, okay. To be honest, I can only play one.
Okay.
Okay. This is from Hozier's new EP. It is called Eat Your Young. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. So unfortunately we have to say bye-bye.
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 But this has been Aaliyah of I Am and I Am. And
Emily.
And
Maddie.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Any last words? Well, that sounded really deep, but any final statement?
Thanks for having us.
And you should talk about your eggs in 2 weeks on your show.
Yeah, I will. Just to spite a certain someone. Okay. But yeah, I hope everybody has a wonderful day. And enjoy the rain, I guess. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. We'll be right back.
I was so inclined to do it. Been saving all my money for a rainy day. If it's that sun, I want to throw it away. Try to do better, but I guess I get led astray. Everybody says you ought to stop hanging around and get a job that pays. Put my feet on the ground, saving my nickels and dimes to do it. Trying to keep up and get by, get through it. Better step it up or get left behind. Gotta get you back by supper time. Only stop wish for permission at the toe of the line.
brick. I drag my carcass through the day. Tuesday brings the same old tricks. The grind has got me in its sway. Wednesday is a numbers game. You hit your buck or say goodbye. Thursday looks to lay the blame. Yours is not to wonder why. Work all week to punch the clock. It's nothing but a fight. Tonight this joint we're gonna rock on a Friday crazy night. Side, as sick as you can get. Chainsaw Massacre of sound. He'll make you teach his pet. Work all week to punch the clock. It's nothing but a fight. Tonight this joint we're gonna rock on a Friday crazy night. Left me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Left me all alone, yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you lonely like me? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, won't you take me home?
Seen, and we're not.